Yeah, that's Janka Nabe and the Boo Boo Gang. This one's called Somebody. I was first turned on to Janka Nabe through my good old friend Betty Foray. And Betty Foray was one of the best ever. Betty Foray is one of the best press attaché that ever worked for the Sierra Leone government. She was based in New York and transferred to Washington, D.C. And, you know, Betty was so good. Any government officials coming to New York, Washington, or America, she would send all the press releases and all that information. Nobody's doing that, man, nowadays. But right about now, we have Mr. Abdul Thomas on the phone. Let me see if I can bring him up. Abdul, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Chief.
How you do that? That means how are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
Right. You are the publisher and editor-in-chief of, I think, is the best Sierra Leone's newspaper, the Sierra Leone Telegraph. Is that correct?
Yes, you're correct. I am the proprietor of the Sierra Leone Telegraph. I'm also the editor.
Uh-huh. And you sound like an Englishman. Were you from Sierra Leone?
Yeah, I live in the UK. I was born in Sierra Leone.
Right. And where in Sierra Leone were you born?
Actually, I was born in the north of Sierra Leone in a town called Kabala, where my mom and dad were working.
Koinadugu district?
In the 1950s.
Is that the Koinadugu district?
It is. It is indeed. My dad was working over there as a civil servant. Mm-hmm. And my mom was a businesswoman over there as well. And so that's where I was born. But I grew up in Aberdeen, Freetown.
I love Aberdeen. When I was attending Sierra Leone Grammar School, we used to cut classes and cross the river and go over Aberdeen and, you know, stay away from school. But Mr. Abdul Thomas,
yep.
You are the publisher and proprietor, editor-in-chief of Sierra Leone Telegraph. Tell us about the Sierra Leone Telegraph. Recently, I wasn't able to post some of your articles on Facebook. What's up with that?
All right. Okay. Well, that's a very good question because for whatever reason, people sent me a series of emails to say that they were unable to access the Sierra Leone Telegraph via Facebook. And when I investigated, I was informed by Facebook, or at least got messages from Facebook, that the Sierra Leone Telegraph is or was a dangerous website. I don't know what that means. I don't know what a website meant when they say that the Sierra Leone Telegraph is a dangerous website, because all we do is stand for social justice. And we publish the truth, and that's what we do. And for some reason, Facebook blocked the website.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So how long was that going on for?
Well, it went on for a very long time, for well over 9 months. You know, our readers were unable to access Facebook, were unable to access the website via Facebook. And that was, it was a problem for us. But to be quite frank with you, we really don't care about Facebook. As far as we're concerned, you know, people can access the internet via any other platform. And that's exactly what they did. And our readership continues to flourish.
Wow. You had a bold, very bold article for that matter, that Sierra Leone president must be impeached. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, to be quite frank with you, what we're calling for is something which is provided in the Constitution, that if and when the president of Sierra Leone behaves in a way which is unbecoming of a president, he should be impeached by Parliament. There is a clause in the Constitution which says that all it takes is for a group of MPs in Parliament to put forward a motion for a vote of no confidence, and then a committee of MPs will be formed to investigate whatever allegations are made against the president. And if that investigation proves that the president is indeed wanting, then a vote will be put to all the members in Parliament, and if that vote is carried, the president will be removed from office. So it is something which is enshrined in the country's constitution, and basically what we're saying is, in our opinion, there is a litany of allegations, or there are, we do believe that tantamount to impeachment of the president of Sierra Leone.
Wow. Well, let me remind our listeners again, if you have just joined us, you tune in to Labrish over here on WBAI 99.5 FM. We broadcasting live from our studios here in downtown Brooklyn, the People's Republic of Brooklyn. And we are speaking, we're currently speaking with Mr. Abdul Thomas, who is a proprietor, editor-in-chief, and publisher of what I think is Sierra Leone's best newspaper, the Sierra Leone Telegraph. Our telephone number is 718-780-8888. 718-780-8888. If you have any shout-out, you're from Sierra Leone, you're from South Africa, you're from Tanzania, you're from Senegal or Togo, all those five countries observe independence commemoration during the month of April. And so we can accommodate your call. You have a musical request, we can accommodate. We'll be giving tickets to go see Team Jamaica Be Cool for the annual pen relays, which will be taking place on April 28th through April 30th at the University of Pennsylvania. Mr. Abdul, this article that you published on April 2016 caught my attention, and it says Kono descendants global protest against Optia mining in Sierra Leone. What is that all about?
Well, we have a very strange situation in Sierra Leone at the moment. I say strange because Sierra Leone seems to me one of the very few countries in the world, despite being one of the poorest countries in the world, where you can have a company that the government believes is not registered to trade in the country, but yet that company is allowed to mine diamonds in the country and yet exempt from taxation.
Wow.
Using under the cover of a subsidiary company that actually does the mining. Now, this is very strange. So, it is very strange. This is very odd. And I think it flies against the face of justice. Uh-huh. We do feel that it is indeed a great travesty that you can have Octia, which is the parent company of Koidu Holdings. Koidu Holdings is the company that actually does the mining of diamond in Koidu, in Kono District.
Right.
And Koidu Holdings does pay taxes. It is not exempt from taxation. But the fact of the matter is, Koidu Holdings is a subsidiary of Octia, and Octia is the company that actually collects all the diamonds that Koidu Holdings mine and sell the diamonds in the global market on behalf of Koidu Holdings. So basically, Octia doesn't pay taxes in Sierra Leone, and yet it's the company that sells the diamonds on the global market and make huge amounts of profit from a very, very poor, one of the poorest regions in Sierra Leone. The people of Kono, to be quite frank with you, have had a raw deal since Sierra Leone gained independence.
If I might interrupt, isn't it Kono District that Vice President Mr. Sam Alhaji Samsumana is from?
Yes, yes. I mean, Samsumana was the former vice president of Sierra Leone, uh-huh. and he is from Kono. And the wife of the president is also from Kono. And I just find it incredible that politicians, you know, can be so reckless, so negligent, so careless, even about the home where they come from. Because, you know, there is a lovely saying that charity begins at home. So if you cannot look after your home, how can you look after a nation? And I feel it's just a disgrace that our politicians should allow foreign companies to exploit the poor people of Sierra Leone the way they have been doing since the country gained independence. And they continue to do so. And they put laws in place that would make sure that they protect these foreign investors and their exploitative behavior. And that is totally unacceptable after 55 years of gaining independence. Surely, you know, the people of Sierra Leone deserve better than this.
If my memory serves me right, I remember last week there was this big issue about Bloomberg publication stating that Sierra Leone's president is the president of Koidu. What is it called?
Koidu Holdings.
Koidu Holdings. But immediately that page was removed. I was going to ask Sierra Leone presidential spokesperson, Mr. Abdoulaye Berete, to comment, but we got disconnected. We got to move along. So what is your reaction to the Bloomberg removal of Koidu Olden's page that states that President Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma is president of Koidu Olden's?
Well, when we, the Sierra Leone Telegraph, saw that information on the Bloomberg website, A, we were not surprised because we do believe that President Koroma is a major shareholder in most companies in Sierra Leone anyway. But I think what really sort of took us unaware was the fact that this information would be published on Bloomberg's website. And we do feel that the information is correct, although we keep reading here and there that the company has retracted that information. Bloomberg haven't denied that, in my opinion. I haven't seen anything yet. I've heard that Bloomberg says that the information is incorrect. But as far as we're concerned, I mean, the Sierra Leone Telegraph, when that news broke, contacted the Attorney General to seek clarification or at least some kind of statement about that allegation. We contacted the National Revenue Authority, that's the NRA, again for comment, because we wanted the NRA to confirm whether the president being the cited as the head of or the president of Koidu Holdings, his company was paying proper taxes in the country. We wanted to clarify whether his name is on that list as one of the directors of the company. Again, we got no response from NRA. I sent an email to Mr. Berete at State House. I received no reply from him. And so the Sierra Leone Telegraph, immediately that news broke, did try to get some kind of statement from the government. And if they had nothing to hide, and if it was a simple mistake, we felt that immediately the government should have put out a statement to say that the allegation was untrue. And honestly, let's look at this. It's now, what, it's over a week since that news broke, and there hasn't been any official statement sent to the media, or certainly we, the Sierra Leone Telegraph, we haven't received any press statement from State House refuting the allegation. We've read snippets of information here and there on the internet saying that Mr. Berete, who runs the information unit at State House, has refuted that allegation. But certainly we haven't seen any official press release from State House or from the government denying the allegation. And until that is the case, we will continue to maintain that the information is true.
All right.
That's my take on that.
So overall, Sierra Leone will commemorate its 55th independence anniversary. I think there's been some progress. What do you think? Is there any reason to celebrate as the country develops?
I think this is shameful. I don't believe that we, as the people of Sierra Leone, to be quite frank with you, sadly, we have much to celebrate after 55 years of independence. And people who say that the country has made progress really need to tell me what is progress. What does progress mean? If progress means that over 30% of children born in Sierra Leone today will not live to see their fifth birthday, and that for me is not progress. If progress means that 70% of people in Sierra Leone cannot find work, are unemployed, that is not progress for me. If a very high percentage, over 27% of women in Sierra Leone die at childbirth or develop very serious complications which could lead to impairment, to physical impairment, then for me that is not progress. If the majority of people in Freetown today cannot access clean drinking water, then that is not progress. If only 10% of people in Sierra Leone have got access to electricity, that surely cannot be progress. And, you know, I can go on and on and on. So for me, after 55 years of independence, we still cannot feed ourselves. We cannot provide clean drinking water. We cannot look after the sick. People are dying. The reason why thousands of people died as a result of the Ebola outbreak was simply because the health system had collapsed. I mean, we have a government in power, and not just this government, and, you know, because previous government too had their own cross to carry. But what I have to say is, in 2007, when President Koroma was elected, people had hope, just like we did in 1961 when we gained independence. There was hope, there was euphoria, and the people of Sierra Leone were looking forward to a brighter future in 1961, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. We had a very good start. We had a very good start in the 1960s and in the early 1970s. And it was this APC, All People's Congress Party, whose president, whose leader in the early 1970s declared a one-party state. And that started a downhill slope for Sierra Leone. We made a very good start in the early 1960s. We were doing very well. We were looking forward to the country becoming developed within 20 years, hopefully. But we thought that by the 1980s, Sierra Leone would have become one of the most highly developed countries in Africa. But then we became one of the poorest nations in the world. So how can that be progress? I have no idea. If we can measure progress in Sierra Leone by the miles of new roads and motorways that leads to nowhere, and I have to say this, you know, for me, when you're going to construct a highway, it should lead to some kind of economic activity. But it doesn't seem to me that's the case in Sierra Leone. So I don't call that progress at all. So after 55 years of independence, I'm afraid, Mr. Kabato, I have to tell you that we do not have anything to celebrate Sierra Leone today.
So the final question before we let you go, when are you going to leave England and go back to Sierra Leone to contribute to the development of the country the way you would want it to be? I plan on going to Sierra Leone next year.
Oh, well, good luck to you. And I do hope that the ruling APC party, President Nkrumah and his bunch, will give you the chance to play your part. Because I don't feel that at this current moment in time, we have a political atmosphere that is conducive to and inclusive to make sure that people with talent, people with expertise, people with potential can play a full role in helping to develop that country. That is not the case. If you're not a party card carrier, if you're not a member of the ruling APC party, but yet you've got something to contribute towards nation building, you will not be giving a chance. In actual fact, if you oppose what they're doing, if you criticize what they're doing, you are branded an enemy of progress. So I wish you good luck, Mr. Kabato. As for me, I'm actually doing my bit at the moment, you know, with the Sierra Leone Telegraph, by standing for social justice, by making sure that whenever the government falls short, we expose them. So I'm currently doing what I can. And apart from that, there are young children in Sierra Leone that I help to pay their school fees. And I'm contributing my bit financially towards, in some way, towards the country's development. But when the time comes, I'm quite sure that I'll rise up to that occasion when the political atmosphere is conducive.
Well, we want to thank you so much, Bra Abdul Thomas from Aberdeen. You say you're from the Northern Province?
Well, no, I'm not from the Northern Province. I was born there, but I grew up in Kabala. As I said, my dad was the information officer for the whole of the Koinadugu district. In 1956, when I was born, he was sent there to work and took my mom along with him. And I was born there, but I grew up in Aberdeen, in Freetown.
Oh, very well. Well, talking about Koinadugu and Kabala, we have an interview. You know, we're trying to get people from Sierra Leone to give shout-outs, you know, reflect on 55 years of political independence and stuff. A lot of people were shy. Some people don't have time. They don't want to deal with it. But I did an interview with a Sierra Leonean professional based in Ozone Park in Queens, New York. We're going to play that interview talking about Sierra Leone, and she has this project that she is going to implement in Sierra Leone. So, Bra Abdul, I want to thank you so much. Be on the lookout for my next newspaper story, which I will be forwarding to you on Sunday.
That will be wonderful, Dennis. It's really nice talking to you.
Yeah, and how can people get information, more information about the Sierra Leone Telegraph? And where are you based?
Well, yeah. I mean, if they go on the internet and just log on to www.thesierraleontelegraph.com, they'll be able to access the newspaper.
Very well. I want to thank you so much for waking up very early. What time is it in England right now?
Right now, it's 8:30 in the morning.
Uh-huh. Well, here is 3:31. And we thank you so much. That was Mr. Abdul Thomas. Mr. Thomas is the publisher of Sierra Leone Telegraph based in England. And incidentally, he was Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth's birthday, 90th birthday. We may play some Daddy Uroy Chalice in Buckingham Palace. But right about now, we have to do some station business. Stay with us. WBAI New York, Labrish.
Hi, I'm Wui Jacobs, producer and host of Afrobeat Radio, a public affairs program presenting African perspectives on global issues. Join us every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on WBAI New York 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Thanks to you.
Thank you for thinking of me. And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Let's say thank you to all you people out there.
I want to thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
Yo, check this out. This is Chuck, your public enemy number one, the rebel without a pause, bringing the noise and fighting the power right here to the Sights and Sounds. That's right, Sights, 99.5 WBAI.
You're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM Pacifica Radio and online at WBAI.org.
The role of media in a democratic society should be to empower people to make decisions.
WBAI, speaking truth to power for over 50 years.
You have very few powerful media outlets that are actually doing the two things that I think are the most central aims of good journalism, which is to give voice to the voiceless and hold those in power accountable.
WBAI, your community alternative.
Yeah, so this is WBAI. You tune into Labrish.